she should be a special schus l'nishus har vasher heber, refuas Rav Chaim Yitzchak ben Freda Fegalea, Tzvi ben Chaim ben Milena Shendel, Rav Tzvi Yehuda ben Ita Fega, and Rav Ben Zion ben Sarah, Kol HaCholim, Shekadosh Baruch Hu should be merape all of the sick people at Bekarov, and we're going to be learning from the Torah of Hagaon Rav Yaakov Perlov, Rav Yaakov ben Rav Nachum Mordechai, who was nifter a few days ago. It says in the pasuk b'michilas nefashos ish l'fi achlos. In the mechilta it says nefashos l'manema. Why does it say nefashos? It says ish. It says in the pasuk ish. I only know ish that ish is chayv in korban pesach. How about ish atumtum and androgynous? So the pasuk says nefashos. That's a marabah. That's a ribui, and that's the drash that's brought in psachim and of tzadi aleph on the base, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to shech the korban pesach just for women alone. And Pesach Rishon, Rabbi Yossi holds, even by Pesach Sheni, he learns from the Drasha of Nechrosa HaNefesh, Barab Shimon. No, he darshins that this pasuk teaches you that they can be tfeila la'acherim, aval lo bifnei atzman. In other words, on Pesach Rishon, they only can be ancillary to men, but not alone, not for women alone. And on Pesach Sheni, because it says ish l'fi achlo, ish v'lo isha. And on Pesach Sheni, the Reb Shimon, you don't shech for them at all. So Ayin Shem, the whole sugya, and Sadi Aleph on the base. I'm not going to read out the whole sugya, but it's kedai to see inside the various shitas. But I just summarize them here, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Pesach Rishon, you're allowed to shech just for women, the Karban Pesach. Pesach Sheni, you make them tfeila la'acherim. Pesach Sheni, you make women tfeila la'acherim, not for men alone, but for women and men. Women join on to the men, they're ancillary to the men, not for women alone. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, even Pesach Sheni, you're allowed to shech just for women. Certainly Pesach Rishon. Rabbi Shimon says, Rishon, women are tfeila for to the men, and Sheni, you're not allowed to shech at all. Rambam, in the second parak of Hilchos Korban Pesach, Halacha Dalet, Paskins that you're allowed to make a chabur that's kula nashim, and even on Pesach Sheni. So who does that sound like? That sounds like in Pashtus, Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says that on Pesach Sheni, Isha be Pesach Shochtan la b'fnei atzma. Now like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds to b'sheni osin osa tfeil acher. The Rambam here Paskins, you're allowed to shech just for women. So that sounds like Rabbi Yossi, like the Kesef Mishnah notes. The only problem is that in Perek Hei Halacha Ches, the Rambam says that if women were pushed off the Pesach Sheni, Ratzu shochtem, ratzu ein shochtem. Figure ein shochtem b'fnei atzma for Shabbos b'Pesach Sheni. Avalim ha'isa isha achas menei chabura mutter. Maritik, the Rambam says they are optional for Pesach Sheni, and therefore you're now allowed to shech just for women on Shabbos and Pesach Sheni. But if one woman is one of the menei chabura, then it's mutter. And that's from Rebbe Lazar in the Gemara there in the Sugya that says that isha b'rishon chova will be sheni rishus, and therefore only rishon stoich Shabbos and not sheni. And the Gemara says, who does Rebbe Lazar hold like Rabbi Yehuda? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, because he says that Pesach Sheni isn't Doicha Shabbos, and because it's only Rishus. And Rabbi Yehuda also holds B'Sheni Osen Osa Tfeila Acherim. So Rabbi Lazar stems Rabbi Yehuda. But then if so, that the Rambam here paskins like Rabbi Lazar, who says that on Pesach Sheni it's not Doicha Shabbos, and that's like Rabbi Lazar is like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rambam says in Mishnaso, because the Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Dalid that you're allowed to make a Chabura, that's Kula Nashim. Even Pesach Sheni, which is Rabbi Yosidik. And then in Perek Halacha Ches, the Rambam paskins, no. Women who are pushed off to Pesach Sheni have an option of shechting. You're now allowed to shecht for them alone on Shabbos. But if she's one of the Bnei Chaburah, you're allowed to shecht. If the Rambam was really a Rabbi Yossi person, was really passing like Rabbi Yossi, he should say that it is Doicha Shabbos. So he's not. He's passing like Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why in Sheni it's not Doicha Shabbos. Over Gemara, it says about that. Okay, about Rebbe Lazar, who does he pass like Rebbe Yehuda? And Rambam passing like Rebbe Lazar, so the Rambam's passing like Rebbe Yehuda. So we have one halacha of the Rambam passing like Rebbe Yossi, that to Pesach Sheni you can make it just for the women alone. And we have another Rambam that where he passing like Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Yehuda, that Pesach Sheni is not Doicha Shabbos. Because obviously women are only tefillah nashim Pesach Sheni. So how do you have it both ways? So the Kesef Mishnah wonders about the stira, the Mari Kurkus, and the fifth parak writes that the Brisa there, where Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing, is talking about Linyan Shabbos. There, Rabbi Yehuda says, you make her tefillah l'acherim. There, when it comes to Shabbos, you make her tefillah l'acherim. But b'chol, even Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to make a chabur that's kula nashim, and we don't need to come on to the din tefillah. Just the carbons, not the Shabbos, since there are carbons only rishus, ratzu shechtin, ratzu ein shechtin. So the Rambam bats and paskins legame Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Lazar sphere like Havase, because Rabbi Lazar holds like him. So on Shabbos, they're tefillah to the men. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, women are tefillah to the men, it's only talking about Shabbos. But on the weekday, the Rambam holds that they're just like the men. Meaning that you can make a chabura kula nashim. So explains the Novi Minsker Zatzal according to this as follows: that if we explain not like Shita Sarama, but rather the Brights of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, is talking even about the weekday. We thought it's not, we're saying now Pshat in the Rambam that's talking dafka about Shabbos. But if we say that it's talking about the weekday, then if so, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to make a chabur for women alone on Pesach Sheni, even b'taras rishus, because it's not shaykh to have a taras minui l'nashim al Pesach Sheni. Only the only way you're allowed to do it is b'derech tfeila l'nashim, only if they're ancillary to the men. Only in such an instance, we have a reboot from the pasuk. V'chol chugas haPesach yasu, also like the Gemara Darshins, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it's muchach then that the geder of the minui of tefillah is a din mechudish de bifnei atzman be'emes hanashim ufkos legamrei mitaris minui al Pesach Sheni. That women are precluded from Pesach Sheni, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're not allowed to make a chabur b'fnei atzman of women on Pesach Sheni, even b'taris rishus. Even b'taris rishus, women are out. So then, how are they joined in? They're joined in only b'derech tefillah l'anashim. So together, mechudish. V'nimtza shel Rabbi Yehuda nisrabe b'Pesach Sheni minui mechudish al nashim b'derech tefillah l'anashim. We have a chidish in Pesach Sheni that women can be tefillah l'anashim, even though b'derech rishus, you're not allowed to. Women are not allowed to have their own korban Pesach, but b'derech tefillah l'anashim they are. The women could be mitzaref and could be mismane to eat this carbon Pesach, and it's not called the reading Shalolam and Uyav. And according to this, it's Pashit Besvara that women don't have to make a shliach on the Shechita, because Shechita is a Pesach, linyan kiyuma mitzvah of a shachta. It was only on the men. Only on the men. And the din tefillah that was misrabe on the nashim Pesach Sheni, the Rabbi Yehuda, is only in minui shel achila, shebederech tefillah gam and nashim and mismanim veochlin. That b'derech tfeila, the women can join in on the achila, but on the shechita it's purely for the men. And this is a din mechudish that women can have their own chabur Pesach Sheni, but they could be tofel to the men. Well, the fizeh would emerge that even on Shabbos tfeila would help for the women, because it's not their shechita that's doicha Shabbos, but rather they have toras minui linyan achila, and the mela they're mitzdarev to the Pesach of the men. And the Brises Bem is talking, Sayan the weekday, Sayan Shabbos, that in both cases, we have a Taurus Minui Mechudish for women, that they could be mitzdar for Derech Tfeila. And their Shechit is not Derech Shabbos, because the Shechit is for the men. And we can just do, women can join in an ancillary way. That's if you don't learn like the Rambam, if you learn that the Brises of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon is talking even about the weekday. However, l'shita saramam, like the Mari Kurkus is learning, ain't a davar kei. Ve'ein b'din tefillah shum b'chudish din mechudish gedor mechudish l'gabei nashim. It's not true. There's no din mechudish of tefillah l'gabei nashim. The minui of nashim is the same din minui that it says about a nashim. Aval lo mitaras choyva hu dechay l'alayu mitzvah Pesach Sheni. The Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a chova. Rather, it's mitaras rishus. And therefore, on the weekday, you have the option of shechting for the women. And if the women make a chabura and they make a shliach to shecht for them, they were makayim the mitzvah of shchitas haPesach b'derech rishus, like kol mitzvah man grama leman dar menashim som chutz rishus, like we have an erev and tzadi vav. But their korban is not the derech Shabbos, since it's not a chova. But they make a shliach on the shchita. The women can make a shliach for the shchita. And that's what Rabbi Lazar says in the Gemara according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Nashim B'Sheni Rishos Abrishon Choyve V'Doiches HaShabbos, So since it's only Rishus, it's not Deirch HaShabbos B'Sheni, but Barishon it is Deirch HaShabbos. And Rishon, women are a Chova. Pesach Rishon, women are a Chova. Pesach Sheni is Rishus, it's not Deirch HaShabbos. And therefore in the Braisa, where there's an argument with Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yehuda Barishi, Shechten Alem B'fnei Atzman B'Sheni Osam Zatvei La'Cherim, that we have that according to Rabbi Yehuda, on the Pesach Rishon you shecht for the women alone, and a Pesach Sheni they're tfeila la'acherim. This is talking about Linyan Shabbos, because Linyan weekday we can shecht just for women on Pesach Sheni, just Linyan Shabbos they're tfeila la'acherim. And even though on Shabbos they're tfeila la'acherim, they can be with Starev and be with Smana with the men. And the biur is not that there's a new gather of the din minui of tfeila, but rather, as hopefully we'll explain in a future shiur in the Pasuk for Shechtu also, that the minui on the Pesach is not talui b'mitzvah shechitas ha-Pesach. They're two separate things. There's the minui on the Pesach, and then there's the and eating the Pesach, and there's the shechita that comes before and the shechting of the Pesach. And then there's the minui of the eating of the Pesach that we do afterwards. We eat, on the, eat the Pesach. These are two separate things. So women cannot make a shliach to shecht for them on Shabbos, because ein shchitas hanashim deiches haShabbos. However, when it was shechted on Shabbos b'shlichus hanashim, shem shar b'nei chabur, the Pesach is also carved for the women, and they could be mismana like the anashim mamish dugmas cotton, like the Rambam says that a cotton who made Pesach Rishon doesn't have to make Pesach Sheni. And Reb Chaim explains in his sefer that even though a cotton's lav bar mitzvah, he's not mufka mitaras minu iva Pesach karev avuro. So to women the Pesach Sheni the Rebbe Yehuda, that b'Shabbos ain't shochlin b'fnei atzman, since their shchita is not derech Shabbos, but the mitzvah to chabur shel anoshim, and the mitzvah of shchita is miskayim al yedei shchitas ha'anoshim shepesach sheni lehem choy b'vederech Shabbos. So, and when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to the weekday, the women can make a shliach on the shchita of the Pesach Sheni, even though it's Rishus, but they could still, they're not mufka from making a shliach for Shechitas Pesach Sheni. But on Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. That's already too much, since they're only Rishus. They can't make a shliach on the Shechita. So who's the Shechita going to be for? The Shechita is going to be for the men. And the women are only going to be mismane on the Achila. The women are only going to be registered to eat the Pesach, even though they were Makayim the Mitzvah V'Shachtu. And that's the Din Tefela that says in the Braisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for Pesach Sheni. And the Lashon of the Rambam in Perakei V'Maisi She'achas M'nei Chabur Mutter doesn't mean that they can make a shliach on the Shechita, but rather the mitzvah Shechitas HaPesach is Miskayim Rak Al Pi Shechitas HaNoshim, and they're the ones that make the shliach, and the women can join on, can latch on for the Achila. So according to this Mahalach in the Rambam, women are just like the men in so far as that they can have a chabura of just women. And if they can have chabura of just women, so then women are like men. You're right, it's only Rishus, Pesach Sheni, but women are just like men. And Mimele, when it comes to Shabbos, so in the Shechita they have a problem, since it's only Rishus, they can't be a man, a shliach, and the Shechita, but the minui of Tefela, the fact that they're going to be registered as ancillary to the men, so they can, in that sense, they're just like the men, because the din of minui ala achila is not totally in the din of Shechita. So the din of Shechita is going to be just for the men, and the din of Minui is going to be for the men and the women equally. And Mashen came during the weekday, according to the Rambam, the Fi Havanas Amari Kurkus, the women, you can make a Chabur b'fnei Atzman, and there the women can be Mamana even on the Shechita. Mashen came the way we understood originally, if you learn like the Rambam, that you're now going to make a Chabur Shel Nashim b'fnei Atzman, even during the week. And therefore women at all, they're completely Tfelos, because it's not shayach to have Taras Minui for women alone. It's only b'derech tefela la'anoshim. Then we have a ribuy of kuchochukas ha-pesach yasu also. So the gather Minui of tefela is a din mechudish shebifnei atzman b'emes nashim mufkos legamrei mitaras Minui al-pesach sheni. That's Nashim Bifnei Atzman. Women only have a new gather that they can be mitzarev to the men. Mashenken, according to the Havana of the Mari Kurkus, no. women are independently shaykh to the Korban Pesach. So during the week, they're even memana a shliach and a shchita, even the shchita is for them. Even the shchita is for them. Not like according to the way the Ram, we would understand that according to the Rambam that the shchita is not for them. They have a Torah din mechudesh of minui, just tefela. No, according to our Mahalach now and the Rambam, women are just like men, and during the week chabur b'fnei atzman, and therefore they're even man shliach and the shchita. And all their achilas of Pesach, they have a minui just like the men. It's not a chiddush Torah's minui. It's a regular minui like the men. Just it's rishus. And comes Shabbos, you have a shchita problem. So the shchita is going to be just for the men, and then the achilas is going to be for the women, like the men. It's not a gather mechudesh of minui, but rather like the men, because the mitzvah of the Torah's minui al achila is not talui b'shchita. So that's the havanah of this sugya, based on the Torah of the Novominsker. Zecher tzadik levracha nishmaso, began eden tehem en uchaso, and I hope very much to revisit this sugya and the very sweet Torah of Harav Yaakov ben Harav Nachum Mordechai. Zecher tzadik levracha. Shalom, shalom, sweetie, sweetie.